Positive thinking is extremely important when we're confronted by challenging situations. But it's very easy to misunderstand positive thinking. Certainly, the way Buddha encourages us to think positively can be very different from how a lot of people try to think positively. For a lot of people, what they understand by thinking positively is to tell themselves, to affirm that whatever the bad, frightening thing they're worried about happening is, will not happen. It won't happen. That won't happen. And although there might be some superficial comfort in that, if we check a bit more deeply, probably we discover that there's a lot of fear in what is being called positive thinking there, because maybe we don't really believe our denial. We're pretending to ourselves this won't happen, but we don't know. Maybe it will. And if we grasp tightly at that way of positive thinking, actually, it can make it even harder to be happy. Now, some of the most rewarding teaching experiences I've had is when I was invited to some cancer wards, people with terminal cancer in end-of-life situations, and they invited me as a Buddhist monk in to try and share some of Buddha's wisdom. And they were so relieved to be able to have a conversation about the fact that they were dying, the fact that this difficult situation was upon them, because they couldn't have that conversation with their family. Their families refused. Whenever they started to talk about getting ready to die, the families said, well, don't think like that. You mustn't think like that. You're going to win this. You're going to beat this. You're going to get through this. Whereas in reality, both their family and they themselves, they knew clearly that wasn't going to be the outcome. And what they wanted to do was see, can I engage with this challenging situation in a positive way? One of the characteristics of Buddha's teachings is right from the get-go, from his very first teaching on the Four Noble Truths, he starts with the truth of suffering. But it encourages us to look unflinchingly at the truth of suffering. There are painful things, and we will encounter some of those painful things. But there is a way to be accepting of that. There is a way to be in an uncomfortable, difficult situation, but be at peace with it. And that is what Buddha means by positive thinking. Not pretending that it won't happen, but learning a way to be in the midst of that situation and at peace. In the introduction to How to Solve Our Human Problems, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, when things go wrong in our life and we encounter difficult situations, we tend to regard the situation itself as our problem. But in reality, whatever problems we experience come from the side of the mind. If we were to respond to difficult situations with a positive or peaceful mind, they would not be problems for us. Indeed, we may even come to regard them as challenges or opportunities for growth and development. Problems arise only if we respond to difficulties with a negative state of mind. Therefore, if we want to be free from problems, we must transform our mind. So, of course, we're not pretending that this is easy, but it is also obvious that it is possible. If we go into a terminal ward of a hospital and we see people in that end-of-life state, of course, there will be some people who are struggling. Their mind is regretful. Maybe they are resentful of family. Maybe they're angry with the health professionals treating them. But we will also see other people in the same situation with the same prospects, not actually ever leaving, who are at peace. They are comfortable with the way they've lived their life. They are understanding that we have our time, and then our time is gone. And they are without regret, and they're approaching their death with dignity and acceptance. That shows it's about the mind. Once we understand what positive thinking really means, learning to be at peace with difficult situations, learning to respond to challenging situations with positive states of mind, we will want to practice. We will want to master this art of positive thinking. As Venerable Geshe-la says later in the same book, How to Solve Our Human Problems, if we learn to be patient with relatively minor sufferings, such as criticism, unpopularity, and slander, we will gradually learn to cope with greater sufferings and pains. Eventually, we will be able to accept with a calm and happy mind all the sufferings of human life, such as heat, cold, hunger, thirst, disease, imprisonment, physical abuse, and even death. In this way, we will be able to live without fear, knowing that there is nothing that could happen to us that we cannot accept and transform into the spiritual path. This beautiful, fearless life is available to us if we train in positive thinking in the way Buddha teaches. But it's not going to happen if what we think is positive thinking is just pretending that bad things won't happen.